Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And now, your only choice for local sports talk in the morning. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You could have said Vaughn's Valley. Remember Vaughn's Valley?
Yeah, Vaughn's Valley, sure. One of my all-time favorite brewers, Greg Vaughn.
They had that sign in left field at the Oak County Stadium, Vaughn's Valley.
Vaughn's Valley. Valley is your 8 o'clock keyword. We do a keyword every hour. Make sure you listen live for those if you're catching us on demand right now. We do it at the top of every hour throughout the show.
I do got a song.
What?
Which I haven't followed it on here. There's an older song called Echo Valley 26809.
Who's that by?
The Partridge Family.
Okay.
It's a big song of the 70s.
All right, good. Well, that one's for you. Again, Valley was the 8 o'clock keyword, but if you're listening on demand, it's too late. Listen at the top of every hour. We've got a keyword for the next few weeks. Why do people hate dynasties, Chuck?
I think we all hate winners at some time. You know,
yeah, why? Team gets I don't get it.
Golden State was that lovable loser for the longest time.
Yeah, remember they were an 8 seed and they won a playoff series and it was
against Dallas.
Because they were the underdog.
They were Baron Davis and Steven Jackson and those guys. I like that crew there because those guys, when they were winning, they were on top of the world. When they were losing, they were getting kicked out of games. Those guys were getting teed up and thrown out of games at the end of those playoff games. It was funny to watch. But then Golden State got great and now we all hate them.
I figured out why people hate dynasties.
How's that?
I figured out why people hate winning teams. I'll share that in a moment. I would like to see if anyone can guess why.
Now, New England Patriots, right? Great team. Mm-hmm. People hate them.
Yeah, why?
New York Yankees.
Why do people hate success?
Well, I think the Yankees with the money spending thing.
So, I mean, here's why I don't get it, because you guys can chime in, 799-1250. I would like to know from you, Chuck, and really anybody, why people hate dynasties. Why do we want, and again, if it's not your team, it's not your team, but we seem to root against teams winning when all we want is for these players and teams, we want them to win. It's a game. It's important to us. We bleed for these teams. Yet when they try to win, when they do everything possible to win, when the Patriots win over and over, when the Yankees win over and over, we penalize them for trying to win. I'm not a front runner guy. You know, I don't have a Yankees hat. I don't root for Duke, any of this stuff. The only reason I root for the one front runner I do is because of family ties.
But you know, there's some guys.
But it seems like if these teams win, we get mad at them for winning, which it doesn't make sense to me, although I have figured out one reason why, which again, I'll explain in a minute. But I do want to know if anyone will guess.
Well, here's what I don't like. I don't have any problem with the organization. I don't like when all of a sudden people become fans of that team because they're winning. Now, Golden State, it's got a lot of bandwagon jumpers, okay?
Yeah.
Because they're winning championships.
Right.
But what's going to happen when this thing ends? They all got to go away?
Probably.
They all, I mean, like Laker fans. Laker fans have been there since the 80s because they were great in the 80s. And, you know, they've always been coming out to the Bradley Center. You know, Bulls fans, the Jordan Bull fans are up here, and the Bulls, Chicago people still come up here. But do these teams that have good runs, like now we're starting to see Houston Rocket fans. Where were Houston Rocket fans ever before, like recently? Are people still with those teams when they slump a little bit? No, they just like them because they're great. I mean, I went to a place called Shields in Appleton.
Sure, yeah, I know. Shoot.
Clothing store. They got their own Golden State Warriors section.
And it's they're selling.
Yes.
Selling.
Yes, but you know why? It's because people who are jumping on that a Golden State bandwagon. But, you know, let's see where these people are 5, 6, 7 years ago with their Golden State Warriors jerseys. And it's like, you know, if they're going back down to the 10th seed again, it's like they're going to look at that and say, boy, I got a Warriors jersey from when I bought it back in 2016.
Yeah, if you want to talk about bandwagon fans, people, you know, that's one thing. I want to know why us sports fans look at the Patriots, for example,
mm-hmm.
and hate them merely for the fact because they win. Is it Spygate? Is it Deflategate? You know what? You know how I look at that stuff? I look at that as a team that's doing whatever they can to win. Now, that I know upsets people, but that's how I look at it. The Yankees, they're spending more money than everybody else to win mm-hmm. all those championships in the 90s. What they were doing was building a championship within the framework of the game the way it was presented to them. Other teams could have spent as much money as they wanted to. If they wanted to, they just made the justification they can't afford it. So you had a team that was willing to do whatever it took to win, and they won. Is Kentucky bad for what they do for making their college university instead of this is an education, they're making it an NBA factory? You can argue that it's not the good old days of college basketball, but they're a program where they're committed to winning. I just feel like we look at these teams and franchises that try to win, that do everything they want to do to win, and we penalize them, even though in sports there's one goal, and the goal is to win.
Why
do we crucify Durant for going somewhere and trying to win?
I have any problem with that, but I mean, like the cheating. You know, Kentucky got caught for cheating several years ago. And I think maybe that kind of sticks in some people's minds. And I think people look at Calipari, where he's cheated at, Massachusetts, and he's put Memphis on probation. And it's like, you know, he's getting some of these guys in Kentucky. It's like, what is he doing there? I think that's the reason why people hate Kentucky. I think some of these schools, you know, the cheating schools, you don't want to see that happen. You know, New England getting caught for Spygate and all of that, right or wrong, as petty as it sounds, some of it's cheating and getting around the rules. That's not making better. That's bending the rules or to some extent cheating. So I don't have any problem with that. Golden State's not cheating. They're just flat out getting great players. And if Kevin Durant, and I told this to our, you know, Bill Ryder just a little while ago, I said, you know, there's no problem. Who doesn't want to play for a winner? We all want to play for winners. If you can't win a championship for one company you're working for and you can't win there, why wouldn't you want to go to another company and win there?
It's an Ask Chuck and Winkler Anything Wednesday, so you guys can ask us your questions. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan with the hashtag CWLunch. We'll do that in about a half hour. Right now, asking you guys, why do you hate dynasties? Why does it bother you when teams do whatever it takes to win? And is there anybody out there that supports me that appreciates winners? I feel like we do whatever we can mm-hmm. to tear down teams that win, and I had a eureka moment and finally figured out why that was, and I'll share that with you in a moment as well. All that coming up here on The Fan.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, there's a little envious. I do. I'm like, why can't that ever be us? Why can't we have one of our teams? That's the way I look at it. I look at Golden State, and it's like I see them playing until June. It's like, boy, that'd be just great for us to do it once. And here they've been doing it recently. And I know they've had about a lot of bad years prior to that. So, you know, fans out there certainly have paid their price. But that's what I see when I see a dynasty. You know, the Yankees, you know, they've been buying players since the 70s when, you know, the old man, George Steinbrenner, was doing it. You know, there'd be a top free agent on the market. Somehow you'd always end up in New York, and it's happened still today. And when, you know, Milwaukee couldn't afford it, and you had George Steinbrenner, who had all the money coming in, and he could afford it. So that the Brewers had no choice, and then other teams didn't. It was the Yankees who was making all the money. So I think that's where the envious comes in.
I'm not saying I root for the Yankees. I'm not saying I root for Duke. I'm not saying I root for New England. I don't. But I respect that they go out and try to win, because that's what you're supposed to do in sports, mm-hmm. is try to win, and it seems like everybody hates it. I'll share why I know. I figured it out last night, Chuck.
Yeah.
I know why people hate winners. We'll have that coming up, 799-1250. Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio. This is a clue. I figured out why people hate dynasties, why people hate winners. I'll have that in about 2 minutes. 799 1250. And again, it's not Frames. I'm not like a Yankees fan. I'm not a Duke fan. I'm not a Patriots fan. I just noticed as we talk about Golden State now, and we'll talk about the Patriots again, and we'll talk about, you know, when these teams are good in baseball, and it's happening with the Cubs and college basketball and college football, Alabama. We hate the teams only for the fact that they win. When trying to win is the why you do sports, and it just, there's no respect given to it. I don't know if it's like a boring thing or a fatigue thing, but I don't think we appreciate winners as much as we should. We look back at the Celtics in the 60s when they won, what, 8 straight titles or something. We think, wow, that was a great team. That was the Bulls of the 90s, that was a great team. But when we witness great teams in front of us, we don't respect them or give them the credit I think that they deserve.
I think the media does. I think the fans don't, maybe.
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out why.
I think sometimes the ascension, people get in, you know, a team ascending up, and then once they people love them ascending, like the Cubs when they ascended, or maybe when Golden State ascended, or, you know, anybody else. When New England won its first Super Bowl.
Oh, my God, everyone loved them.
Against St. Louis, yes.
Everybody rooted for the Patriots because they were.
They were a 13-point underdog.
There you go.
They were the, and then after a while, when they kept on winning, then people began to hate them a little bit. And the same thing with Golden State. When Golden State broke the door down a couple of years ago, I think people loved that and that whole climb up there. And, you know, the way they were getting it done by, you know, the unconventional way of winning by shooting the three-point shot all the time. So, but once they're on top, then people hate them. I don't know. Golden State, though, do they have a big haters base like some of these other great franchises?
Nobody likes Golden State.
Okay.
Nobody anymore.
They have a big hater base.
Golden State ruins the league. Kevin Durant ruins the league. This is what I'm seeing and hearing.
Okay, so in other words, people are pulling for, what you're saying, Houston in this series.
Yeah, I think for the most part.
And so if Houston goes on and they ascend, then people start hating James Harden.
Right, yeah. People want to see something different year in and year out when we don't take the time to appreciate a dynasty. Yeah. Eric's on the Northwest side, 799-1250. Good morning, Eric.
Eric. Good morning. Good morning.
What up?
I said the Kevin Durant thing, man, it bothers me to this point here. Kevin Durant is a great player. When he was Oklahoma City, they had a 3-1 lead on Golden State and didn't close the deal. And I just thought that he'd come back the following year and close the deal. My issue is here, if you just man up that one last year to see if you can beat him the next year, hey, my hat's off to you, man. You tried. You gave it your best. Now you jump ship. That's cool. Why do you think Golden State was recruiting him that year? Because they knew that he was a threat to them.
Yeah. No, fine.
They knew that he was a threat to them. And that bothered me because they had him dead in the water. Dead in the water. And other than that, I had no issue with it. But I just thought he'd give another shot and another run to go ahead and get them guys. And he could have. But sometimes when you have to work extra harder in these days, people don't like that. So they take the easier way out.
I think Durant saw that he wasn't, if they were up 3-1, and thanks for the call, Eric, 799-1250, I think he saw that if they're up 3-1 and couldn't get it done, he wasn't going to get it done with Russell Westbrook by his side. And even if the Thunder got past the Warriors, I don't think they thought they were going to beat the Cavs. So yeah, Kevin Durant went to a team in the Warriors where he had the best chance to win, which is what we want our athletes to want to do. And then when they do it, we say, oh, well, you didn't do it the right way. We want you to win, but you didn't win the right way.
Tyler Herro from Whitnall High School, arguably one of the top basketball players in the state this past year, okay? Originally, he was supposed to go to Wisconsin. When he changed his mind and went to go to Kentucky, he took a lot of heat for that. Well, that's his decision to make, and he thinks a better chance of him getting to the NBA is – and himself is the go to Kentucky then Wisconsin, then what's wrong with that?
I figured out why we don't like.
We choose, our kids choose colleges based on what's going to help them best professionally along the way.
Right, but as fans, I figured out why we root for the underdog and not for success. And the music I played coming back into the show was the theme from Hoosiers. And think of Mighty Ducks. Mm-hmm. And think of the Replacements. And think of Miracle, and think of Little Giants, and think of Major League, and think of Angels in the Outfield, and think of The Longest Yard, and think of really any sports movie that you like or any sports movie you've ever seen. It's not about the team that – it's not about the Hawks. It's not about the Hawks' journey to beat this plucky upstart Mighty Ducks team. It's about the Mighty Ducks and their journey as underdogs to the championship. Yeah. So we're taught that underdogs is the story. We're taught to root for the underdog, and we're taught that winning is bad. Think of Happy Gilmore. Shooter McGavin's a villain because he wins. We are taught that winning is the villain thing to do unless you do it for the first time. Well, and it's movies that make us hate dynasties. That's my eureka moment. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Do you agree?
So we hate these teams once they become winners, like Hoosiers?
Yep. Like once they become this,
they never show it. They never show them sustaining success. They just show winning the championship, and then that's
it. Because who wants to watch a movie about Hoosiers winning the state title for the third straight year? Yeah. That's not the movie. Yeah. The movie is the first one, and then there's somebody else that's going to make their movie where they've got to beat Hoosiers. Yeah. They've got to beat the Gene Hackman led team because they've won the title three straight years.
How about Rocky? Everybody loved Rocky one because it was about the underdog guy coming from this poor area in Philadelphia, rising up and fighting the champion, and he won. But once Rocky got on top and started living the luxurious life, he wasn't the favorite. I mean, people didn't love him as much as they did when he was the underdog.
Yeah, so you're on my theory.
A little bit.
We love the underdogs because movies told us to love the underdogs.
How about the Cubs? The Cubs for
years.
Lovable
losers.
Exactly. The lovable losers. People hated them. I know people loved them because they were losers. Now they hate them because they win.
Yep, that's what happens. But we can thank movies for that. Yeah. We can thank our culture for that, where winning is looked as a sign of you should be embarrassed that you're a winner, right?
Shouldn't be.
We're not. Oh. You won a sports award.
Do people hate us?
Maybe they do now. Maybe now that I'm on top of social media and you're on top of your updates and we're on top for local sports shows in the morning?
Yeah. 4 years in a row?
Maybe we are hated. Jeremy in New Berlin. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, guys. Good topic today. Just want to weigh in what you guys are talking about. I don't necessarily have a problem with these teams winning and forming these super teams, as you might call it, but that's what we're going to have to start getting used to. I mean, that's what it takes to win the championships, is to form these quote-unquote super teams. I mean, LeBron James now is down 0. He's down 0-2 with a supporting cast that's not all that great. I can't think that in the back of his mind he wants to join up with a couple other established veterans and form one of these teams. So it's like the NBA is shifting to three-point shooting. I think it's shifting toward these quote-unquote super teams.
When LeBron beat Detroit back in the 2007 Eastern Conference Finals, remember the Pistons were the – we're one of the the great teams in the league, and LeBron helped end that run there. And people loved Cleveland at the time and LeBron because here's this young guy helping to lead a team that was lost year after year, and here they are in the championship game against San Antonio. People were on the Cleveland bandwagon. Now people hate Cleveland.
It's very American to root for somebody until they have success, and then it's very American to tear them back down. Yeah. And then it's very American to want to see them get a second chance. That's what we do. That's what we do as a people.
You know, I'm that way with Tiger Woods. When Tiger Woods was winning tournament after tournament after tournament, it was like, I mean, I wasn't a Tiger hater, but I didn't want to see him win week after week after week like he was doing, Bart, winning championships and winning majors. But then he fell away, and now he's trying to rise himself back up again at the age of 42, with after everything that's happened to him and the injuries and all that. Now I'm pulling for Tiger now more than ever.
Because he's the underdog again.
But when he was winning majors, 15 years ago, and there was Tiger on Sunday, and I was rooting against him. But now I'm all on board with Tiger, trying to get back on top again.
799-1250. Let's go to Tyler, who's in Bayview. Good morning, Tyler.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Tyler.
How you doing? I just think it's always more exciting, the road to the top. When the Packers won their last Super Bowl, the most exciting moment for me was when they beat the Bears. I mean, it wasn't when they beat Pittsburgh for the trophy, it was when they beat the Bears.
The conference championship?
Yeah, so I just think it's always way more exciting, the road to the top, than an actual victory. And then, obviously, teams that keep doing it, it gets tiring. And we want to see somebody new. So
yeah, there's a fatigue level to it, too. I mean, that's why people were so mad that the Packers drafted cornerbacks again, because there's a fatigue level to it. You've seen it before. You've seen this team win before. You don't want to see them again. That's why you like to see the underdog.
I think, like in the high school playoffs, like the state basketball tournament, I think that the sectional final, the game that gets you to state, is more pressure than actually getting the state and playing a game on the state floor. But winning that sectional final, getting the state, is more exciting than actually being at state.
And then who does the crowd rally behind when it's the team that's been there for five straight years and the plucky upstart from Hudson? They're going to root for the underdog.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every time. 799-1250. We can take a little more on this as well. We have your MVP straight ahead as far as the Brewers last night, and Ask Chuck and Winkler Anything coming up in about 15 minutes right here on The Fan.
Brewers fans, who was yesterday's Chili's MVP? Be the first to know at 799-1250, and you'll win $20 Chili's cash. Chili's is back, baby. Back. This is Chuck and Winkler on the only station Brewers fans need, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. We also have friends over at Chili's. They've got some free food for you if you can tell us who the MVP was in last night's Brewers loss, unfortunately. 799-1250. Let's go to Don in the Falls. Don, who was the MVP last night?
It is Ulysses Chassin.
Was it Chassin?
Boys, your Chili's MVP. How about Ulysses Chassin? Seven innings of two-hit, one-run baseball. Definitely the Chili's MVP.
Brewers back at it today. 240 Brandon Woodruff against Matt Cook. We found out this morning. Thank you, Tim. Ask Chuck and Winkler Anything coming up in about 8-9 minutes right here. Your questions, continue to tweet those in at 105.7 FM, The Fan, with the hashtag AskCW. We were talking before about dynasties and why people hate when teams consistently win. I think a lot of it does come from movies where we're reinstilled that the underdog is the good guy and that the villain is the bad guy. There's a good tweet here that I just got to go off of that. That's from Jeremy. He says, you're partially correct. It's not movies that control fans' minds. It's the American story, to pick yourself up by the bootstraps, overcome adversity. It's the narrative that we see new people living out the American dream. It's why we end up hating billionaires like Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates. We like the story of them finding success. We like the story of Steve Jobs doing all that stuff in his garage. But then we hate Steve Jobs when he's got a bunch of money and we're jealous. It's just that's what we do, and I think movies reaffirm that.
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. The rise to the top, the climb is always more enjoyable than staying on top.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus said that. It's the climb. She's got a very great song called The Climb.
Doesn't she do a song called That's Miley Being Miley?
I think she's got something similar to that. I don't know off the top of my head. Oh, there we go. Yeah. Randy's on the north side, 799-1250. What's up, Randy?
Randy?
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Randy.
Yes, I love you guys. You guys make my morning commute beautiful.
Randy, it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be winning awards every single year.
Yeah. In fact, when I got up to accept mine, I said, thank you, Randy, on the north side.
I did, too. I did it in my car when I heard about it, won an award, yes.
Yeah, so thank you.
Wow, I'm glad I can help you guys out. I just wanted to chime in. I don't think it's so much so that we hate the dynasty. I think that we just love competition more. I don't remember what movie it was, but I remember the line from the movie said, I could have been a contender. The fact that we believe that everybody should have a seat at the table or should be able to compete to be at the table is what drives, you know, our will to be successful. So I think that it's not that we don't like seeing a consistent winner, but everybody wants to be a winner. But sometimes everybody just don't win.
Hey, winning isn't easy. It is not. It's not. It is. Losing is. Being mediocre is.
Randy, keep up the good work.
Losing.
Keep driving us to be number one.
Losing is easy. Winning is very difficult. The Milwaukee Bucks and the Milwaukee Brewers know that all too well. Winning championships, being a contender is difficult. and the Bucks haven't been able to attain either one of those.
I brought my wife to the awards ceremony 2 weeks ago. I think I'm going to bring Randy next year.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Randy, among other people who say we have a great show.
Yeah. Let's go to Todd in New Berlin.
You can get up there and for 90 minutes.
Yeah, that could fill a table.
Say, hey, thanks to all these people.
What's up, Todd?
68,000 people listen to us every day.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. And you do have a good show. You keep
Todd's getting a ticket to the table, too.
Is that what you just want us to mention you next year? Okay. Yeah. Let's start making this list.
You know what, guys? I just wanted to touch on something. And Chuck, you're old enough to know that you've gone through this. And I think this all starts, it's not that you hate dynasties. What we hate is when you go back, let's go back, I don't know, 10, 15 years to the New York Yankees. And unless you live in New York, everybody else around the country. So we watched a baseball team for years that had no salary cap. We watched them wait, and for every single good player on every other small market team across the country, the minute they got good, the Yankees bought them up, and for a while it worked. And then the last 8-9 years or so, it stopped when A-Rod got busted for, you know, performance-enhancing drugs. And I think the whole country, the baseball god, said, enough is enough. We're getting sick of this. And it started to turn around, and some of these other, you know, you look in the NBA, and I take a team like the San Antonio Spurs. You could not, Tim Duncan is probably one of the least talked about superstars in history, and to me, one of the greatest players to ever play the game. That was a built basketball team, Ginobili, Parker. Now we can say, but it takes all these great players. Ginobili's not going to go down as one of the top 25, 30 players. They did it as a team. Tim Duncan stayed there, and how many championships did they win? You look at a guy like Dirk Nowitzki. He's played in Dallas for how many years? 17,
20.
18 years. 20 years, Chuck, he's won one NBA championship, and I'm going to tell you something. To me as a sports fan, that one championship is more important than LeBron James going on national TV, rigging a basketball team with the guy from Toronto and Dwayne Wade, and sitting in a chair and saying, I'm going to rack up 6, 7, 8, and that's the reason why I have an issue with LeBron James. He's a class act. He does wonderful things in the community, but because he did that, I look at somebody like Dirk. If LeBron would have just won that one championship in Cleveland, his home state, it would have been more important to me than him racking off 7. How bad is this going to look now if he leaves that city again? Mm-hmm. And let's say he goes to Houston and plays with James Harden.
What if he went to Golden State?
Isn't that going to look terrible? So yeah. It's not that people don't
so
like
it's not about
winners.
If they
but
win,
then,
it's how they
but
win,
then
and that's
if,
what we're learning.
But then again, when LeBron comes back to get his jersey retired in Cleveland, just like Favre came back here, they're going to love him in Cleveland.
Do you want to know my alternate? Thank you, Todd, for the call. My alternate theory about why the Spurs dynasty and their success is not as appreciated is because of their colors of the uniform.
They're kind of stale.
Yeah,
black
and
silver.
I think people thought that the Spurs were a boring team because they have a boring jersey. Yeah. Now, you may think that's the dumbest thing you've ever heard.
Or the Oakland Raiders.
Think about it. Sleep on it and tell me tomorrow. I really believe, this is real, I truly believe that people don't credit the Spurs enough because they don't like watching them because the uniforms are boring.
I think, too,
that's a real take.
They aren't
kidding.
They're in San Antonio.
Yeah, and they have bad uniforms.
But that's the only professional sports team they have down there, and they're way down in southern Texas.
Yeah, they're boring to watch because of the uniforms.
Well, I don't know about that.
Just sleep on it. Sleep on it and let me know what you think tomorrow. If it still seems stupid,
I'll say this.
I'll consider.
All these teams that have won, like, they got Tim Duncan. He mentioned Tim Duncan. The Bucks had a shot at Tim Duncan if they would have won the lottery. They were in the lottery that year. They didn't win it. Bucks could have had Shaq. They were in the lottery. They didn't win the lottery that year. The Bucks could have had Chris Paul. They could have had all these guys. They could have had LeBron James. They were in the lottery that year. They didn't win the lottery.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins. Ask Chuck and Winkler anything coming up next. Hey, it's strawberry season at Perkins. A lot of great dishes featuring strawberries. You're going to get some of the most juicy tasting strawberries around. at Perkins. And not just a plate of strawberries, but how about within your meal? The strawberry croissant French toast, the strawberry Belgian waffles, the strawberry milkshakes, all available now at Perkins. Kids do eat free there. Take your kids Tuesdays and Saturdays after 4. Get a meal for yourself, and the kids eat free. You take you and your wife, the two kids will eat free. Bring grandma and grandpa. You got 4 kids, they're all going to eat free. You do that Tuesdays and Saturdays after 4 at Perkins. Ask us anything. Get your questions in. You've got a couple of minutes because we're doing it next.
Been texting your questions in all morning for Chuck and Winkler. And now it's time for some answers. This is Ask Chuck and Winkler Anything on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Ask Chuck and Winkler Anything. You tweet us every Wednesday at 105.7 FM, The Fan, with the hashtag AskCW. And then the host with your questions, it's Cody Grant. Ladies and gentlemen, Cody Grant.
Good morning, guys. All right, here's a good one. Is it Laurel or Yanny?
Okay, so this thing going around the internet, Freems.
Yeah, enlighten me on this.
So just like the dress from a few years ago where some people saw blue and black and some saw white and gold, which was white and gold, by the way, there's this sound clip, and some people hear Laurel and some people hear Yanny. Now, I thought it just was Laurel, and then my wife told me this morning she heard Yanny. So there's this video that sort of tries to explain what's going on here. I'll let this guy kind of tell us as we go along.
Hey, guys, here's the original one.
Laurel. Laurel.
So what did we all hear?
Laurel.
I heard Laurel.
Laurel.
Okay, I heard Laurel there, too. Now, if you change the frequency, it's supposed to be you can hear it based on the frequency. So here's what he does.
And this next one has a focus on the lower frequencies, which says the word Laurel.
Laurel. Laurel.
Did you still hear Laurel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And then if you do it the other way.
And then the higher frequencies say the word Yanny.
So this is supposed to say Yanny.
Yanny. Yanny.
What did you hear?
I'm trying to listen for Yanny, but I don't hear it.
Laurel.
Yanny.
Yeah, I still heard Laurel.
Yeah.
So I heard Laurel every time. But there are people that heard that and heard Yanny. So what that tells us, let's not just go around the office today and say, hey, guy, what did you hear, Laurel or Yanny? What this tells us is that we hear things differently as humans, just like we all have different eyesight and different taste buds. Our hearing is one of those things, too. So if you ever get in a fight with your wife or girlfriend or husband or whoever, I heard this, you said this. We hear different. We interpret different. This is a revolutionary thing that is happening.
I'm going to blame my last two divorces on this, on her side. She's hearing me wrong. Where's this from anyway? Who is
just
Laurel?
Some guy on Instagram did a thing.
It's nobody's name in particular.
It's just some guy figured out this thing that could confuse people, and it's like the second biggest story in the world today. The first being, of course, that IKEA opened and Sparky's there.
Yeah, that was like maybe our worst segment. We're not going to submit that for our next award.
I had a good time talking to Steve.
I thought it was...
Could have kept him on longer.
No, it wasn't. I wasn't having it.
Check out the 6 o'clock podcast for what we're talking
maybe
about.
Maybe the most weirdest start to our show ever.
Yeah, all right, just skip it.
I'll
sure.
Just skip the 6 a.m.
So can we learn from this, America? Can this be a teaching moment?
Okay.
If we could all agree on that. All right, Cody, what else?
Brad on Twitter wants to know what he should do with this Jason Kidd bobblehead.
Save it for one of the Brewer closers or relievers or somewhere down the line screws up.
You should, if you're ever coaching a game of basketball, you should throw it on the floor like Jason Kidd did with a cup of soda, which was really the only good move he's ever had at a coach.
Yeah.
I like that move.
And that didn't happen. That happened to Brooklyn, too.
Yeah, but I like that move. He got a free timeout by spilling a soda. See, if he did more stuff like that, I think that the Bucks could have, revolutionized the game a little bit.
It's like in wrestling when a manager jumps on the ring apron to distract the referee.
Yeah, I like that. Hey, KJ sent us a talkback.
Dreams. Aloha Ledge. I wanted to ask you, how impressed are you by the power rankings nationally that Wisconsin is number one in being the drunkest state in the country? In fact, they're ranked the top three cities in the country for being the drunkest.
We will touch on that in a little bit, KJ. Thanks for the heads up.
I'd like to see what the credentials are for doing that.
It's for like how many drinks you have a week, the average citizen.
Okay.
So actually, we'll take a look at that survey. The other thing exploding around the internet, we'll do that in about 10 minutes after your next chance at $1,000. KJ, aloha. What's another Hawaiian word? Mahalo, he says sometimes. Mahalo. Does that mean thank you? Cody, next question.
Jeremy wants to know if you would rather have a MLS franchise or a NHL franchise here in Milwaukee.
NHL in a second.
I'm going to agree with you because I don't like how the MLS is structured. The MLS is not going to succeed until there's promotion relegation in soccer, and I think all sports might benefit from that.
I have no idea what you mean.
Imagine if there was...
I couldn't name one MLS team.
You can name one.
Minnesota?
Chicago Fire.
Okay.
What is Minnesota?
Minnesota what?
The cold. The Minnesota cold.
The Minnesota cold.
Yes.
Good job.
Is that what they are?
It's the United.
Oh.
There's also Atlanta United and DC United, which is a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
And the Galaxy a team too?
Yes, you got the Fire and the Galaxy.
Yeah. I'll take an NHL team.
Red Bulls, are they a team?
The New York Red Bulls are named after an energy drink.
No disrespect to our local hockey team, the Admirals.
I would beat Freems in an MLS trivia game for sure.
Without a doubt. So could anybody.
So all you got to do is name one team.
Yeah. All right, let me do two quick ones with you. San Jose, what's their nickname?
I know the hockey team's the Sharks.
I don't care about that.
I know Pat Hughes is from San Jose.
Don't care.
The Cubs broadcaster.
The San Jose soccer team is the San Jose.
James Jones
Stingers.
Played for San Jose State.
Rays.
Okay, so your answer is Stingers and Chuck's is James Jones is from San Jose State.
Dionne
the
Warwick.
Answer is Earthquakes.
Do you know the way to? I heard the song. Do you know the way to San Jose?
Yes, San Jose Earthquakes.
Okay, I wouldn't know that.
How about Houston?
Houston. I don't know.
The Dynamo.
The Dynamo.
That's an awful name for a soccer team.
I know. It's an awful league. Cody.
Let's go to Tony here on Twitter. He's coming down to Milwaukee in 2 weeks, and he wants a great burger. Who makes the best?
Where's he coming from?
He doesn't say.
Okay, he's coming down from up north then.
He's coming down to Milwaukee, though, okay. So yeah, up north. Maybe right. Fond du Lac.
The hamburger? Boy, there's a bunch of different places you can go. I'd say... if you're coming from Fond du Lac's got the press box burger. The Angus burger there is pretty good. But I would say I got a taste for Cops. But if you really want some, take out your grill, go to Robert's Specialty Meats and get the third pound or the half pound brisket burgers, beef brisket. There you go.
But as far as restaurants, I don't have a better answer than that.
But I'll tell you, restaurants, if you don't want to go out to Robert's, if you want to have it already prepared for you, I would say Cops.
Can we throw Sobelman's on the list?
I would say Kewpie's in Racine. Yeah, I've never had Sobelman's. Yeah, I have.
Tim took me to a place in Kenosha once, like a drive-in. Really greasy, good burger.
Those bars that are just like in the middle of nowhere. You know, where you had that bartender back there. That woman's been back there for 50 years, and she's bartending. Those got the best place, best burgers.
Chuck knows how to treat a lady.
You got a player.
Cody.
Jakester, 23. Would Golden State win the title next year if they traded KD for Giannis straight up?
No, I don't think so.
I would think so.
KD is the MVP of the league right now.
I would think they would still win the title. The problem is, I mean, KD, Steph is just coming back from injury, and he looked like just another guy the other night.
Yeah.
And KD looked amazing.
I think KD
is. If Golden State had Giannis instead of Kevin Durant, they would still win the title.
KD is the best player on that team for sure, but they won a title without KD.
If the Bucks had KD, they still might be playing.
Instead of Giannis?
KD wouldn't let him. Yeah, because all the experience that guy's had in the postseason.
KD's better than Giannis.
At this point.
Oh, yeah.
At this point, I'd take KD, of course. They'd still be playing. They would have taken the Celtics down.
Cody.
Let's go back here on Facebook. If LeBron went to Golden State, would you still watch the NBA? So this is if LeBron adds to that Kevin Durant team.
God. Well, the games would be on at 9:30 at night. You wouldn't be able to see the game. See, I told you this the other day, Barney.
So it's about time zones for you?
When do you get a chance to watch Golden State? I mean, you stay up and watch it, but
they're on Saturday and Sunday afternoons. They're on Saturday night in prime time.
They're on Saturday afternoons?
Sometimes on ABC.
Oh. And then once the playoffs start, too.
Playoffs.
When they're on the East Coast, they're always the National East Coast game.
Okay, but most
of the time, if LeBron goes to Golden State, would you watch the NBA? Your answer is they play at 9:30?
No, would I watch it more than I do now? Would I watch Golden State anymore?
No, it's not just watching Golden State. It's watching the NBA as a whole. Because
the question is, it's so unfair.
There's people upset right now. Would you give up on the NBA? About Golden State. If they added LeBron, arguably the best player in the world, to the best team that, you know,
with KD?
Maybe the best team. Yeah, with KD, with Steph, with Clay, with Draymond.
Why not? Why wouldn't I?
There's people that tweeted us. They heard Yanni over the air. I just don't understand how that's possible.
I got people messaging me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.